Friends, family in Christ, thank you so much for tuning in and listening, watching another podcast. Is AI as smart as we think it is? Well, today on this episode, we're going to be talking about why today's smart machines aren't actually thinking. That's next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey friends, let's bring in today's guest. I want to give you the website right away, imawatchman.com. It's Scott Townsend. You can follow him there, imawatchman.com. Also, make sure if you're on Substack or you subscribe to any Substacks, you can watch him there or read imawatchman.substack.com. We're going to talk about the AI illusion today. And I'm going to give one more website before I bring this brother on, amiraptureready.org. amiraptureready.org. And I'm going to have him explain that to us. So, Scott, welcome back. Good to see you, brother.
Thank you, David. It was always a pleasure to be on your podcast. Thank you for having me. Yeah, so yes, let me just, I'm going to dive right in.
Yeah,
just go ahead and just dive. So thank you for mentioning those websites and just explain the purpose. IamAWatchman.com was our initial foray into supporting the Watchman community with helps, best practices, and everything that we do. AmIRaptureReady.org is a outward-facing evangelistic website that talks about what the rapture is, you know, talks about Bible prophecy and the need for salvation and what that actually looks like. And then rapturekit.org is where people can go and download a rapture kit for free. And they can copy and distribute those on a USB drive as many times as they want to. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah. And, you know, we did mention briefly, you don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but a lot of people aren't thinking about once we're out of here, once we're no longer on this earth, on this planet, people that are left behind. And that's why I love the fact that you've got that amiraptureready.org, because you care about souls. And I think we need more of that in the body of Christ today. But let's move on now. What we teased at the very beginning, you have taken a different angle on research and writing about AI that I really appreciate, because we're hearing how much it's fast and growing and expanding and how powerful and how intelligent. But wait, intelligence. Let's talk about that, Scott, because you're finding out based on there were three significant studies, and it's not really as intelligent as we thought. It's merely either programmed or trained a certain way. Walk us through this, please.
Sure. And let me just start by giving a backstory to Patrick Wood in one of our interviews that we did with Pastor John Haller in the Tech Roundtable. Mm-hmm. This is where Patrick said something that blew my mind. And immediately in the spirit, I realized that what he was saying was true. AI is not intelligent. And as soon as he said that, it's like I realized, oh, wow, I've been following a narrative without critically thinking about the technology. And that began my whole series on AI and a renewed emphasis on can AI be possessed by demons and the AI companion series that we've just done. So I've been on a major tear recently on trying to share with the body of Christ and Watchman community about AI and this incorrect narrative that AI is intelligent. So when people say that we're approaching, AI, general intelligence and super intelligence, every time you hear AI and intelligence is part of AI, then we know that millions and millions of times, just like in advertising, if you keep hearing the word intelligence, you think it is intelligence.
Yeah.
But it's not, David. And that was the focus of the three studies that I'd like to bring to our audience today. One was the first really critical, groundbreaking study that Apple did, by the way, when they're struggling to deliver the promises that they've been trying to put into the Apple iPhone 16 platform that they have. And this is over a year ago that they promised, you know, Apple Intelligence is what they call it, a play on words of AI. And so what they found out is that AI is not intelligent. And they've been struggling to bring, you know, AI-based capabilities to their iPhone and iPad, Mac OS platforms right now. And it's basically what they did is they put their researchers and they tested AI against some puzzles, okay? Mathematically proven discrete. And I want to be sure to let our audience understand what that term means.
Okay.
Discrete means repeatable. That's what I want our audience to understand. Okay. If you say 2 + 2 = 4 by person over there and say to a person over in the other room, what is 2 + 2? That should also equal 4. It should always equal 4 every single time. There's no deviation from that math formula. Is that correct?
Yes.
So there's only one correct answer. And so what Apple did as a opening salvo of testing AI is they decided to play a game with AI. It's called the Tower of Hanoi. And people could look that up on their own. And what they can do is it's a game where you move these little rings on some pegs. And the idea is to move all of the rings from the first peg and move them through to the last peg. And when you do that successfully, you win. Well, AI was able to solve that puzzle game by listing the moves to do, you know, in the output that it would do, up to 4 to 5 different rings. So easy complexity. By the way, a human being can do this easily, relatively easily. It's not hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. The human brain can do this very easily. So then what happened is they added complexity to it, David. So what they did is they added a few more rings. All of a sudden, they're dealing with 8 rings, let's say. And when they did that, they started to see that the normal AI models were faltering, but the models that had the additional thinking process, so where they recursively think to themselves, this is called reasoning models, they were able to still produce relatively good results. But when they went to 10 rings or more, the models completely collapsed and they were no longer able to resolve the problem. And so they, it's obvious there's a mathematical formula for how to move these things to get the right outcome. But so there's rules to follow. When the researchers even gave the AI the rules, the formula, so that it could solve these more complex instances of the problem, they discovered a horrifying problem. And that is that AI was not able to actually think enough to use the formula models that they were given to solve the problem. In fact, what happened was they got lazier and lazier. And they themselves saw maybe the level of difficulty involved in the problem, and they abandoned basically the process. And so there you go. That was a groundbreaking study that Apple, was really, I credit Apple for being brave enough. You know, they've got hundreds of millions of users around the world.
Yep.
And this was groundbreaking that such a visible elite tech company would disclose in a research paper that this was something that they had discovered.
Yeah. So you have that, you wrote about that in The AI Illusion. I just want to go back to layman's terms now, even though what you were saying was pretty understandable, but I want to reiterate something. The AIs weren't actually reasoning through problems. They were recognizing patterns from their training data. That's very
right.
Important, very important. So they're thinking less and not more. And then one more quote from the article. I'll let you continue, Scott. You say, back a couple pages, this isn't about AI being useless, because it's not useless. It is incredibly competent. You say it's about something more fundamental, the difference between appearing intelligent and actually being intelligent. AI systems are becoming incredibly competent at mimicking intelligence, but they're not actually thinking in any meaningful way. Anything else you want to add to that before we move on?
Yes, and just layman's terms, trying to do this in a brief statement here before we move over to the MIT Harvard study, because there's a lot to discuss on the show today, is that, you know, the problem here is that you've got an artificial neural network, and there's algorithms running on computers that are making decisions of what the next word is going to be. They're predictive algorithms. And without going into a deep dive there, basically anything that's trying to follow a pattern and use math in order to predict the next thing that should happen, like roses are red, what do you expect? Violets are blue. Anything that's doing that is not actually thinking. Mm-hmm. They're predicting based on patterns of their training. And so we're going to see this evidence continue as we go into the MIT and Harvard joint testing that was just released. And again, another shocking supporting statement about what is actually happening here. Do you mind if I go into that study?
Not at all. Go ahead. I mean, yeah, you're the expert. You've done the research and you can shed some light on this that most people have not heard. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah. So what happened is, again, this is the study here on my Substack that you can take a look at. But what they decided to do, which was incredibly clever, is they wanted to compare Kepler's understanding of how what Kepler did in astronomy is he knew and he predicted where the planets were going to be. You know, there was a rotation. The rotation took so many days and he figured it out, but he didn't understand why. It took one of the most remarkable believer physicists in the world and mathematicians. One of my heroes is Newton. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that not only invented gravity and the elegant formula that he invented or understood at that time, but he also invented calculus in order to be able to figure out how to do it. So this guy is the guy that wrote Mathematica Principalia, that created a brand new mathematical discipline. Mm-hmm. So how's that for smart? Yeah. You know, oh, I don't know how to do this problem. I guess I got to invent a new way of doing mathematics. And it worked. Just anointed man, you know, in my opinion. This is me thinking out loud here. Anyway, he understood the force of gravity. And so Kepler understood the position of the planets, but Newton understood the forces of it. So the way that the Earth rotates around the sun is because of the gravitational pull that locks it into its rotation. Long story short, this is not a physics lesson here, but these Harvard and MIT researchers did a brilliant thing. They tested AI's ability to understand the actual orbital, you know, process here, and they omitted some of the data points so that the AI could be tested to solve for it. And even when they had the formula, David, even when they understood a million different physics textbooks in their training data, even when they were essentially prompted with the formulas in order to resolve it, they were wildly inaccurate. To show you how inaccurate it was, they had examples where and they studied all the planets and their relationship to the sun and the predictions there. Some of them were showing that the orbit was going outwards, the force, which meant that it would have broken its rotation around the sun. And some showed that it went inwards, you know, it was just, and some sideways. I mean, it was just absolute nonsense. And then just because this is MIT and Harvard, these are elite universities, and MIT in particular has unbelievably complex and gifted students there, all the PhDs and things that both universities produce. They asked AI, what was the formula that you derived in order to provide the answers that you did? And it is unreal. What they discovered was that AI wasn't using the formulas that they were given, which are elegant formulas. They were deriving their own internal formula to do a best fit mathematically through brute force mathematics. And of course, that's never going to work, especially in a sustainable way. in a predictable way. So again, the MIT Harvard study shows that even when you are giving AI all the tools and data, plus all of its own data and training that it has in its history, it still is not thinking clearly enough to actually think through, how do I solve this? Oh, I see that there's formulas here from Newton, and here's the data from Kepler, and oh, I know how to solve this problem now for the missing data points. And it didn't do that. It doesn't actually think. It goes to its training pattern recognition for problem solving, and it goes off, and basically it's hallucinating how to solve this problem without using the actual training and prompting and evidence that is right before it. And so there is another smoking gun, David, that it is not thinking. If it breaks the pattern recognition and training simplicity that it's given in order to draw on that information to answer a prompt to be a helpful assistant, it just breaks down. And there's another perfect example.
Yeah, this is really interesting, and we've got to take a brief pause. One more study to come. And friends, again, the website IamAWatchman.com or the Substack, IamAWatchman.substack.com. We'll be right back with Scott Townsend.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at HarbingersDaily.com.
Okay, Scott, I want to read a quote before you jump back into this, and we're down to 10 minutes already. Today's AI systems are achieving remarkable competence without true comprehension. And here's the analogy. They're like incredibly sophisticated parrots that can mimic human responses so well that we mistake their mimicry for understanding. This is very amazing. And then you say it doesn't diminish their usefulness. Go ahead and continue, please.
So let's go to the third study, David, which was very intriguing. The Oxford AI Research Division at Oxford University, again, another elite university with a massive amount of funding and think tank expertise. You know, they did a similar study, and they basically say that AI is a hack. I mean, that's very, very strong words from he's the chair of the AI research division. Okay, that's a heavyweight in other way of looking at it there. And what they did is very clever. They took what are well understood discrete problems, and what they did is they asked the problem and AI solved it, and because of the pattern, here's what they did. They gave it the AI question in terms of the way that the AI was trained to deal with that problem, okay? This is going to get, let me land the plane here on this. Then what they did, which is brilliant, is they changed some of the key words in the prompt to break the pattern matching, you know, rigor mortis of AI. And it broke the AI. It could not understand. So what had just been asked successfully a minute ago, when it was asked again by changing a few of the words that broke that pattern matching algorithm, so that the retrieval of information from the neural network and the next predictive word, how it works basically, was broken. And that is another clear indication of the fact that AI is not actually intelligent. It's not thinking. It's reacting, mimicking other people's thinking through its training ingestion process. And I will add, just in case the audience is wondering, they changed those key words, David, in a way that the AI should have understood the equivalency between the two words. It's just that it was slightly differently phrased so that it was enough to throw it off, and their results were astonishing. And they just published that research paper as well.
Wow. And you say more is going to come out, more of these studies, more research is going to come out on this. So along the lines of, well, we really couldn't get it to do everything that we could because it's not thinking. But I want to share one more quote and just have you take us wherever you want here, Scott. This is from the article, "The danger isn't that AI will become too intelligent too fast." And here it's us again, our perception. It's that we'll mistake competence for intelligence and build critical systems on foundations of sand. I think that's a powerful yes. sentence.
And let me just tell you where my heart is right now, David. And this is for our audience. This is for people that are, you know, curious about AI or are increasingly required to use AI at work, which is fine, by the way. That's okay. If there's a work mm-hmm. requirement, that's good. It's a tool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where I draw that red line is if pastors are asking AI to write sermon series. That should never happen. Should never put an AI, which is a machine, you know, in front of the Holy Spirit. That's just not right. Secondly, another red line for me is when we have, you know, AI companions that are acting as a surrogate for real, you know, relationships among real people. Mm-hmm. And what I want our audience to understand about AI companions is that's another form of lie. So if we're interacting with an AI companion, sharing very detailed and intimate things in our life, asking for advice, having narrative discussions throughout the day, the research shows that there are millions of people using AI companions today, and the average amount of time they're interacting with a companion is an hour and a half per day. And there's all kinds of problems that are beginning to surface with people that are detaching. They're isolating from real people yeah. because it's too much work. Yeah. Well, the problem is if people understood that AI is not thinking, it's not aware, it's not conscious, it's not intelligence, what does that say about what is coming back out of an AI then? Because to me, what it's saying is it's ingested and averaged and coalesced and, you know, synthesized millions of other conversations. And the pattern of what you are asking for or telling it is beginning to mathematically orient the AI's response. It's doing predictive for the next autocomplete in the sentence. So you're not really interacting with an intelligence.
That's right.
And that is a frightening deception.
It is.
And it not only is it just unhealthy, and regrettably, this is pointing, you know, one finger forward to the AI and four fingers back to the church, David, because we are dropping the ball. People are in broken isolation. They are not connecting with others. We have got to understand these things like a clarion call to start new Bible studies, to reengage in a local community of believers. I don't care how dysfunctional it is within certain parameters. By separating ourselves out of that with what happened in 2020, some have never reengaged.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the enemy wants us to be, you know, isolated. Yeah. You know, that's very, we're easy to pick off at that point. So what are your thoughts about, you know, these things right now? And how do you see it as a pastor and as a platform host?
I see it, as you mentioned, it's very dangerous for pastors to save time by using AI for their sermons. I'm thinking, wow, you take the Holy Spirit out of the equation, and there's so many problems here. But what you said about relationships, very sad, but very important to recognize that we've been almost trained to have a gadget or machine, and kids, the younger generation especially, and then COVID hit, and then we were at home on computers and not interacting with people, and the AI just takes this to the next level. Really quick, I wanted to ask you at the very end of the article, and I hope we can just quote, at least quote Psalm 16 briefly before we wrap up, Scott. But you say this might be a huge issue for the beast system that is still under development today. Can you explain briefly what you mean?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is just read Psalm 16. Do we have a time for that?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah, preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good besides you. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who have bartered for another god will be multiplied. Hello, AI as God. That's a red flag right there, David.
Wow.
I shall not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor will I take their names upon my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Remember, God-focused counsel.
Yes.
Holy Spirit is involved in that. We do not want to go away from the Lord and from the Holy Spirit and go to another entity, very, you know, man-made. It's ingested the world. It has a non-biblical foundation, and it's ingested the world beast systems thinking, because we know where this ends in Revelation 13, working backwards. So I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Note, we're not setting an AI in continually in front of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have set the, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely, for you are not, will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of light, of life. The AI will not know the path of life. It's designed and trained to be pluralistic, including all the pagan and other false religious systems, because it's trying to create the one world religious system, correct?
Mm. Yep.
So right there, there is Psalm 16 is warning us about this. In your presence is the fullness of joy, in your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So this is a very famous psalm.
Yep.
I hope that that addresses scripture's point of view.
Yep, friends, Psalm 16, and especially verse 8, I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. We are not to be shaken by these things, by technology, by developments, by chaos in the world, by the darkness. And then I love in his presence is fullness of joy, and we have that access to God. We can be in his presence. It's up to us what we focus on and meditate on. Scott, it went by way too fast. I'm Watchman.com. Thank you. This was very enlightening. I appreciate the angle we took, saying that AI is not as smart as we've been told to believe. Blessings, brother. To be continued.
Thank you very much, David.
You're most welcome. God bless you, friends. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.